Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and tonight we have a great show for you tonight. I have a little technical difficulty here. My computer just crashed, but we have an amazing show for you tonight. We have the fabulous, legendary Rich Little. He is the master of impressions, the funniest guy. I mean, my God, I had no idea that he has been doing this for so long, but I need to call him. I didn't want to leave the dead air, so I'm waiting for the computer to kick in so I can leave you guys with some music. So before we do, welcome Richard. Let's say thank you to our sponsors, The Hive Bar and Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video in Kintnersville, Pennsylvania, KWB Wines in South Africa, Tees for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, FinTech Productions in Lenoka Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer, West Hudson Publishing Company in Kearney, New Jersey, Joey Max Hot Dog Truck and Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. Oral satisfaction is guaranteed. So before I call Rich, I'm waiting for my computer to come back on. We are live, however, I can't get in there to play you guys some music or something, so you have something to listen to while I am reaching out to Rich Little. So bear with me. I had to, believe it or not, the plug fell out and everything went off, so everything is like restarting back up, so I apologize for that. But we have some great things happening, too, on Tuesday. We've got a gentleman joining us who is celebrating the 50th anniversary of the Partridge Family, and we're going to have him on. I'm looking forward to that. And hang on one minute, we're almost there. His name is, where are you, honey? I lost him. Johnny Ray Miller, and he wrote the book When We're Singing. And we're going to have him on Tuesday because on the 25th, they're celebrating the actual 50th anniversary. So in light of that, we wanted to jump on that too. And they're going to have some amazing guests on that. Shirley Jones, Danny Bonaducci. Oh, my God. So bear with me, folks. This is coming, I promise. Here we go. Let's go. Let's get back in real quick. And then we could call Mr. Little. And there I am. Yes, I am. I'm going to play you a song. We had Rick Ryan on the other day, Willie the Kid. Check it out. It's a tribute to Willie Nelson while I call Rich Little. Hang on, folks.
Ain't many out there who don't know all the facts behind a Willie show. Back when sequin suits and Acme boots were fine. Back when movie shows still cost a quarter. When greasy ducktails were in order. Back when you rode crazy for Patsy Cline. Yeah, underneath them tailored tweeds, you were an outlaw from the start. You helped to feed those folks in need, man, you're such a breed apart. But you're still a kid at heart. Well, Willie the Kid did, look what you did, but you still seem so damn young. Yeah, Willie the Kid, your slide never slid to keep your songs from being sung. Always turned your back on trends, giving time to real good friends. From Waylon to Snoop Dogg, you helped to see through all the fog. You might have gotten lost, but you never hid. It's all about what you do and done and did. Willie the Kid.
All right, folks. Willie the Kid by Rick Ryan. He was our guest last week. Brand new song, tribute to Willie Nelson. It's fabulous. I love it. Rick and I have been talking since. But let's move on. I have the utmost pleasure to have with me on the phone a living legend. I am a huge fan, Mr. Rich Little. How are you, sir? Thank you so much for joining us tonight.
Joanne, this is not Rich Little. This is Johnny Carson.
Oh, Johnny.
I'm calling from heaven. Will you accept the charges?
I guess so. I haven't had a collect call in a while. Go ahead. Sure.
you know, when I passed away, St. Peter sent a ladder down to earth and told me to climb up. And for every sin that I'd committed on earth, I was to put a chalk mark on one of the rungs of the ladder. So I started to climb up. I got halfway up, and I see Dean Martin coming down. I said, Dean, where are you going? He said, to get more chalk. Had a great joke.
Yes. Well, my God, not only have you impersonated everybody under the sun, but you've known them personally and worked with them as well. I mean,
a lot of them.
Oh, my God, what a life that you've had. And I can't believe this. Is this true that you actually started when you were 11 doing impersonations?
I actually started out as an artist, sketching.
Oh.
And I've done hundreds and hundreds of portraits over the years.
Wow.
And I started sketching when I was 15, and then when I was 18, I started to do impressions, and I started imitating my teachers.
Oh, God, they must have loved you.
I graduated early.
Yeah, I bet you did. with a nice size 9 on the back of your pants, right? But now, what made you... What I was looking at, I don't know if this is true or not, but you were trying to pick up impressions when you were working at the theater as an usher, when you were watching all the classics?
That's right. I was a terrible, terrible usher. I was so busy watching the movie that people were stumbling. I wasn't shining my flashlight in the right direction.
Well, you were also an actor before the voices, too. You did acting before the voices.
Yeah. I did a lot of plays when I was younger, and then I got into the impressions. I figured out that there are only about 20 impressionists around, and there's thousands and thousands of actors. So
yeah.
I decided to become an impersonator.
Wow. And like when you were little, you didn't like try to mimic anyone? I mean, just like around 18?
Yeah.
So, like, how old were you when you did your first one, and who did you impersonate? Who did you mimic?
I imitated my homeroom teacher.
Oh, okay. Definitely the teacher. Nobody at home.
When he would ask me a question in class, I would answer in his voice.
Oh, my God.
It was usually the wrong answer. And the teacher's voice.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, my God. Well, I love your Jimmy Stewart, your Richard Nixon. I mean, everybody you do, but I saw now you do Arnold Schwarzenegger. I've never heard you do Arnold. Can you do Arnold?
Arnold Schwarzenegger. I'll be back.
And
you be Beethoven. And I'll be back.
Oh, my God. How about the Sly Stallone? I never heard you do him either.
You know. The thing is, you know, I started out, you know, as a Shakespearean actor. Did you know that?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Tubby or not tubby? That is the question.
Well, that's so crazy, too. Like, not only do you have to be an impressionist and learn all the voices, the nuances of their inflections and all that, but you have to be funny, too. I mean, do you write all your comedy sketches, too? I mean...
I write most of my material, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, you've got two things going for you when you do impressions. If the impression's good, people will react. And if the joke is good, they'll react at that, too.
Right,
so,
right.
You know,
double whammy.
You got a double whammy, really.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, sir, we have a caller. Would you be interested in speaking to a caller, one of your fans?
Absolutely.
Hold on one moment. Let's get them on the line. Hold on. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, my name is Patty. I'm calling from Arizona.
Oh, hi, Patty. It's my sister, Rick. She loves you, too.
Really?
Yes, and I used to love you on the Dean Martin Rose because I'm older than Joanne. I'm the oldest in the family. Yeah, but I'm older, so I remember watching them. You know, I used to be able to stay up later than you, so I remember them clearly, and I loved you on them. And do you miss the roast as much as I do? Because today's roast, the few that they do, are so tacky, but yours were so classy and funny. That
yeah, they're still
they
funny,
just,
aren't they?
Yeah, but they're not.
So. You know, there's a thing where you could be clean and funny, and that's you.
Well, I did 24 Dean Martin roasts, and
I thought there were more than that.
Oh, I did 24. There were probably about 40, but I did 20,
mm-hmm.
24. I did more than anybody, I think. And then Don Rickles, I think, did 22, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So Dean was terrific. I love Dean. Dean
yes.
was great.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, Mr. Dean Martin. Yeah. Well, you know, as the hat said to the bra, you go on ahead. I'll give the other two a lift. Those were the kind of jokes that Dean told.
Right.
Corny,
yes.
Corny but funny.
Exactly.
Yes. I love you. I loved one of my favorite actors, and I watch him on TMC all the time, Jimmy Stewart. I just love him. When you do your Jimmy Stewart, I just melt. You're just so right on. Your mannerisms, I don't know how you turn into him, and I know he was your dear friend. So, I mean, what did he think? I don't know. I missed a couple of minutes of the show. Did he love when you do him? Did he think that you sounded him and acted like him?
Oh, yeah. We were great friends, and one time at a charity event that we both did, Jimmy said this to the audience. He said, you know, I'm very fond of Rich mm-hmm. Little. I really am. As a matter of fact, I like Rich so much that I was thinking of adopting him. Gloria said, no, Jim, no. Two people around the house going, that would be one too many.
I want to ask you, too, if we're going to touch on that, since we're touching on that, what was the reaction when you did do somebody so well? I know Ronald Reagan, you know, has commented and said, you do be better than me. I mean, what kind of reactions did you get from everybody else? Because you're spot on all the time. I mean, you sound just like them.
Well, that's interesting you should say that, because Reagan said that one time to me.
Right.
He said, you know, Rich, you do me better than I do. So I was thinking when I pass away, they should bury you.
Oh, geez.
That's a plan, right, for him. That was a good plan for him.
But the only person I can think of who really didn't like my impression of him was Paul Lynde on Hollywood Squares.
Oh, no. Why? What was your...
I don't know.
What was your...
He hated it. And every time I did him on Hollywood Squares, they would cut to a shot of Paul for his reaction, and he'd look into the camera and say, "Oh my God, who's he doing? Oh, that's disgusting. Get a day job."
I can see Paul Lynn with his arms crossed right now, saying, "Get a day job," with his head shaking.
Well, even though he didn't like my impression, he was funny on Hollywood Squares. I'll give him that. You know, with his mm-hmm. one-liners that he had, you know, like, remember one time Peter Marshall said, "Paul, if Tarzan and Jane were Jewish, what would Cheetah be?" And he said, "A fur coat." Paul, how do you get a lawyer out of a tree?
Oh, God, I don't know.
Temple, cut the rope.
Well, I want. Do you miss those kind of shows, Rich? Like she was mentioning, the Rose. I mean, remember we used to have Mike Douglas and Johnny Carson. I mean, great sit down shows. And I mean, it's the talent still there. It's just the shows aren't there to bring the talent on. And it's like I think we need a resurgence of that.
Well, you know, back in the 70s, that was my heyday. I did about 30 variety shows, some of them a couple of times, but I did about 30. And it's interesting because today there are no variety shows.
Right.
That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Times change, don't they?
Yeah. Good, clean shows, you know. They were great.
Rich,
great family entertainment.
Yeah.
Rich, if I can call you Rich, the 70s were my heyday, too.
Well, I used to be rich, but after three marriages, I'm now poor little.
Poor little, not rich
same,
little.
Same with me.
Same with me.
Same with me.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, Rich, I wanted to ask you about your book. You re-released your book, The People I've Known and Been. Why is that? Why did you re-release it? To add more people?
Well, the publisher I had didn't really promote it very well, and we got a new publisher, and I wrote a new chapter, and we got a new cover, and I put some new things in the book, and we're re-releasing it. And it's called People I Have Known and Been, and Little by Little. Little by Little.
Cool.
Oh, that's cool.
And you also, you recently were in 2019, you broke the record for having the longest extended contract in Vegas. Is that true too, or?
I don't know whether that's true or not. Is it? No, not really. I don't think I have had the longest. No. No, but I've been at the Tropicana for 5 years, just about 5 years, and we haven't started back yet. You know, I'm still out of work. I'm still out of work at the moment.
Well,
the Tropicana open, but they don't have any entertainment yet, you know.
Right, but you're going to be doing the upcoming virtually speaking in October, and that's going to be live from Vegas, right?
I'm excited about that.
Yeah, tell us about that.
Well, it's going to be a live performance. I'm going to shoot it from my living room, and I'll probably do around 20 impressions, and if you want to watch, go to stageit.com and then put my name in the search. Stageit.com. Tickets are $15.
And that's October 15th, folks,
October
at 5:30.
5:30 p.m. Pacific time. Yeah.
8:30 Eastern.
That'll be an interesting show to do for me because you know, I'll be performing and there'll be no audience.
Right. Well, there is. You just can't see them.
If I say something funny, I won't hear a reaction. So, I have to prepare myself that don't get flustered because you're not going to hear anything back, you know?
Right. And your artwork is going to be the backdrop?
Well, every time I impersonate somebody, I'm going to show the sketch that I did of them.
Oh,
Just before I do them. You know.
Has anybody ever asked you to do a sketch for them?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. Who've you done?
Many people, yeah. I've done hundreds of them. I've done just about everybody I impersonate. I've drawn a picture of. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. It's amazing. I mean, I've been watching you. Like you said, my sister said she's older than me, but I've been watching you forever too, and I've always been a huge fan. You're always so good. I mean, you're always spot on. Not once have I seen you have an off night where you were not totally in character of whoever you were doing, and you were always spot on. Now, amongst you, what's his name? John Reiner, is he still around?
John Biner.
John Biner. Is he still performing, or?
I don't know. I think he lives in Florida. I'm not too sure, but I saw him about 5 years ago. And he's still one of the greats, you know.
Yeah,
John is wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Rich, was that era. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Have you ever played in Laughlin? You know, you live up in Vegas. Do you ever play in Laughlin when you perform?
Oh, I've played in Laughlin many times. Usually I play on New Year's in Laughlin.
Oh, really?
I haven't the last couple of years, but I did about 3 years in a row on New Year's in Laughlin.
I'll have to watch for that. You know, being in Arizona, I go up to Laughlin all the time. You know, I'll be going up there in October. You know, I don't know when they're going to start bringing shows back, but I go to a lot of shows up in Laughlin, and I'll have to start watching, you know, when I, you know, see if you ever come back. I'm waiting for some shows.
Yeah, well, I'm looking forward to going back to work. I've been out of work now for, 5 months?
Wow.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Haven't we all?
I would love to see you live. I see that the Virtually Speaking is being directed by our good friend Allison Arngrim. How did that work, come together?
Well, Allison contacted me and said you'd be great to do one of these Virtually Speaking shows. And I said,
right.
I'd be delighted.
She's absolutely right. Yep. She's coming on the 27th again. She's a repeat offender, unfortunately.
Yeah, she's a great gal. Great.
Yeah. Oh, I love her. I love her. She's so, I mean, oh my God.
She was in that that series, Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah, she'll be. We've had her on before. She's coming back the 27th. I'm excited to have her back. I really enjoyed speaking with her.
Yeah.
Now, in Virtually Speaking, can you tell us who you have lined up, or are you just going to wing it?
No, I'm not going to wing it. No. Well, I'm going to do a lot of impressions and a little history of my career, you know, how I got started and, you know, when I came down from Canada and, you know, who discovered me and what was my first television show and all that stuff.
Well, I was going to ask you those questions.
How did you end up on Guy? Your first thing was Guy Lombardo. How did you, of all people, how did you end up being on Guy Lombardo?
Guy Lombardo? I was never on Guy
Lombardo. Didn't you do Guy Lombardo?
No, nope,
like a New Year's Eve thing or something? You never was on Guy Lombardo?
No.
What was your first show, Rich?
The Judy Garland Show.
Oh.
But you didn't perform? You didn't perform with Guy Lombardo? Never?
No. Never met him, no.
And you also had your own show as well in the 70s, right? The Rich Little Show. And it was a take on, oh my God, it's been years.
It was a variety show.
Thank you.
It only lasted one season, unfortunately. They put other shows opposite it, and that wasn't fair.
Yeah. Well,
I had my sheepdog on the show, Dudley. He got more fan mail than I did, so I decided to fold it up.
Now, one thing I didn't know, I don't know if this is true or not. Have you actually been called in to replace an actor vocally to do tracks when they have had issues when they couldn't continue filming?
Oh, yeah. I've done that a number of times. Yeah.
Really?
I did Peter Sellers when he passed away
he finished the movie,
a couple of Pink Panthers. They didn't have his voice for a couple of Pink Panther movies, and I did that. And David Niven, he had Lou Gehrig's disease, and I did David Niven for the Trail of the Pink Panther. And I've done Gene Kelly, when he lost his voice, I did a Christmas special where I dubbed his voice in the show, and nobody knew the difference.
Wow.
And I did Tony Curtis once.
Really?
Well, he walked off a movie, an Italian movie he was making, because they didn't pay him. And he walked off right in the middle of a scene where the bad guys were chasing him on horses, and they just put the end on the screen, the end. They had no finish to the movie.
Wow.
Because Tony split. So right. they contacted me and said, we need Tony Curtis's voice for a number of lines that he didn't do. I didn't know that he walked off the picture. So I said, yeah, I could do that for you. And but I better check with Tony first. So I phoned up Tony and I said, these people, these Italians, want me to do a couple of voiceovers in your voice. And he said to me, Rich, are they going to pay me? I said, yeah, they are going to pay me. Well, they better pay you. They didn't pay me. I said, what do you think? Should I do it? He said, yeah, I think if you get paid, do it. And send me half of the money because you're doing my voice.
Oh, God. And I'm sure you didn't, but...
I didn't, no. I never said it.
No. Right. Now,
that was funny when he said that.
Yeah. Other than the upcoming October gig that you're doing online, what else have you been doing? Working on a new book, or you've been working on any? Has anybody asked you to come in and do any voiceover work?
No, not really. Not really. I've been working on this show I'm going to do, and exercising every day, trying to keep fit, and. Watching the smoke come in from California, you know.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, I see.
We get smoke here from all the way from California. You know, there are days when it's smoky here. Yesterday I went outside and took a deep breath and chipped a tooth.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know you had 9 albums out.
Oh, yeah, I've done about 9 albums, you know. Young people don't know what an album is, but
because I've heard the Christmas one, and the fact that you did every voice in A Christmas Carol, I can't believe it. How long did that take you to do?
Well, I did that as a record, and I did that as a television special for HBO back in the 70s, and won an Emmy for that, as a matter of fact. But that was great fun, where I played all the parts. And then I did it again with Robin Hood, and I played all the different parts as well-known people in that, too.
So I've
done a couple of shows like that.
Now, also, as a speaking voice, do you also do singing impressions, too, or just...
Oh, yeah.
Who do you do? Do you Elvis or Frank Sinatra? Or?
I do Frank. I do Tony Bennett. I do Johnny Cash. I do... Neil Diamond. Yeah, I do a lot of singers. Yeah.
Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash.
How fun would it be to hang out with you?
I know, right? I think if we hung out with you one night, Richard, our heads would be spinning because you'd be talking like all these different things. you'd be one person and you'd be in a room with 200 people. I mean, it's like, what do you think of the impressionists that are coming up today? I don't really know of any right now off the top of my head that are popular. Do you know of any?
Well, there's one that I helped discover early in his career called Gordy Brown, and he's an excellent impersonator.
I've never heard of him. Mm.
Yeah, very good. And Bob Anderson is a great singing impersonator. Mm. He does the best singing impressions of anybody.
Mm.
And he's very good, you know, but nobody's working, so you're not seeing anybody right now, you know.
Right. Well, let me ask you this. Now, this is not something that's taught, obviously. It's something you're born with, obviously. Am I right or wrong?
I guess so. Yeah. I guess so. Mm-hmm. You have to have a good vocal cord, and you have to be get inside the. You know, you do the impression from the inside out instead of the outside in. You become the person that you're doing. And sometimes I do Johnny Carson, and I find myself when I walk off stage, I go to the dressing room and write out an alimony check.
I got a crazy question for you. Has any of your relations, female, ever asked you to impersonate someone in the bedroom?
Oh, my goodness.
I said it was a crazy question.
In the bedroom?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened to a couple of my marriages, you know. I was, instead of doing Kurt Douglas in the bedroom, I was doing Truman Capote. Paul Lynde, and that didn't go over too well.
And nothing was happening.
Nothing was happening. No.
Oh my God, that's so
funny.
I didn't know you were Canadian. I had no idea you were Canadian. I always thought you were an American performer.
Yeah.
I had no idea. But you recently became a citizen though, right, in the United States?
Well, not recently, about 12 years ago, I think it was, that I became an American citizen. I've got dual citizenship now. I'm half American, half Canadian. But
well, good.
Canadians are good people. Yeah. The only thing I don't like about Canadians is the way they come down across our border and take jobs away from our Mexicans.
Other than that,
they're good. Some people think Canadians are cheap, though. Have you ever heard that?
Oh, no.
They're not.
In Arizona?
I'm a Canadian, and Canadians are not cheap. They're frugal, though. They're not cheap. Do you know the difference between a canoe and a Canadian?
No.
A canoe tips.
No, our snowbirds here in Arizona.
I hope I'm not going to do this kind of material on my special.
Why it's funny?
No, our snowbirds spend a lot of money in my town. Oh.
Oh yeah.
We didn't have many snowbirds this year because of COVID, but they come in. The only reason we know it's fall is all the license plates go back to Arizona plates. All the Canadian plates leave in September.
Well, at least Richard, being a Canadian, you could leave and no one get upset with you, like saying, "Oh, I'm going to Canada," you know, with the politic crap. But you know,
yeah. If the liberals get in, I may go back to Canada.
I knew I loved you.
I'm sorry.
I'm working on Joe Biden.
You're working on his impression?
Yeah. Well,
just go to sleep.
He's having a little trouble doing himself right now, you know.
Oh, wow.
All you have to do is go to sleep, and you do a perfect impression of him.
We don't do politics
here. Where can I get your book?
I wanted to tap on the book again. Richard, now the book is People I've Known and Been, Little by Little. What is in the book? It's just your experiences?
All the funny things that have happened to me with celebrities down through the years. It's not really a bio. It's just me talking about the people I've worked with. I talk about Raymond Burr. I talk about Orson Welles. I talk about Judy Garland, Jimmy Stewart, George Burns, Jack Benny. Lucille Ball, I talk about all these people in my book and all the funny things that have happened, you know.
Right.
So it's a humorous book. It isn't really a bio.
Right. And if you were to work on another book, what do you think which way would you go with that if you worked on another book?
Well, I guess I would talk about more celebrities, you know. But
Mm-hmm.
I've written about the ones that I knew the best, you know. And the people that I knew the best were probably Ronald Reagan and Jimmy Stewart and Jack Benny and George Burns too. I knew them pretty well, you know. And there's a few that I talk about that I didn't really get to know. I did, you know, the Carson show a lot, and I hosted it, the Tonight Show, 23 times.
Yeah, yeah.
But I never got to know Johnny.
Isn't that funny?
I would wave to him when, you know, when he drove off in his little Fiat, but and he would talk to me a little bit during the commercial, but that was it. You know, he just wasn't very social. But he was great. When that camera went on, he was the best, you know. There was nobody better than Johnny Carson. But privately, he was very aloof. He kept to himself, a lot like Dean Martin. Dean was the same way. Dean was a nice man, too, but couldn't get more than three words out of him, you know. I remember one time we were doing one of the roasts at the MGM Grand in Vegas. This is a true story. And we were all meeting in the green room before the show, and we all had coffee and did a little chatting. And then Greg Garrison, the director, said, "All right, everybody, take your places. We're gonna do the roast now." And we were walking to the stage, and as we're walking to the stage, Dean says to me, "Hey, Rich, who are we honoring tonight?" I said, "What? Who's the guest of honor?" I said, "Dean, you don't even know who the guest of honor is?" No, nobody's told me. I said, "It's Michael Landon." "Oh, that's great. I like him here. We're gonna have fun. And do you believe that Dean is 2 minutes from doing the show and he doesn't know who the guest of honor is?"
Oh, my God, how funny is that?
Oh, geez.
Wow.
I said to him, "You really didn't know who the guest of honor was?" He said, "Well, you know, when they put the card up, I would have seen his name."
I had actually heard that he didn't care too much to be doing the show when he was doing his show, and he would never really rehearse. Whatever you saw.
Well, that's the thing. That's the thing about Dean. You know,
it was
Dean
raw and it was good.
Dean didn't like to rehearse at all.
Right, but it was good.
When you did his variety show, I did his variety show once. He never showed up. He only showed up when they taped it. But they had somebody else do his part all the week long, so you never saw Dean until you were taping the show.
Right. I heard that.
He hated to rehearse, and that's why he ended up doing the roast, because he didn't have to rehearse. He just showed up, and he didn't know who the guest of honor was, and he just did the show and then split. So he was only there about an hour and a half. You know, that's a pretty good gig when you only work an hour and a half a week.
Right.
No
and it's
kidding.
Your show too. Now, you were supposed to do, or did this happen? I don't know. You were supposed to play the role of Richard Nixon on Broadway, or did that happen or not?
No, not Nixon. No, I was going to do a show on Jimmy Stewart that I did in Vegas for a long time, and then we were going to take it to Broadway, but we never really got the money to do it, so it... It never went anywhere, but it was a fun show to do. It really, I had more enjoyment out of that. You know, I did Jimmy's life story, and of course Jimmy worked with so many great actors that I could do them. So I ended up doing not only Jimmy Stewart, but I did about 20 other people in the show. And I think it would have made a great Broadway show, but it just never happened. And
is that Trail on the Potomac?
That's a play we're doing on Richard Nixon. That's right.
Right, that's the Richard Nixon one. Right.
But it hasn't gone to Broadway or anything. I don't know whether what's going to happen to it at all. I don't know whether it's got legs or not. I don't know whether people are that interested in Nixon anymore. You know.
I don't know.
I mean, there's a lot of young people out there who have no. Don't know anything about Richard Nixon.
Right, have no idea who he is.
And could care less, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you look at the presidents, you know, like Reagan's will last a long time because he was so loved by people.
Right.
And had so much charisma. And Kennedy had the same, a lot of charisma.
Right.
And, you know, those people are great to do as in a one-man show or a play. But I don't know about Nixon, you know.
Reagan was even a movie star. People that, associate him with movies. So his name is, you know, more widespread than Nixon.
Yeah.
Rich, I wanted to ask you, when you were doing live shows before the pandemic, have you noticed a change in the crowd? Is it, what's the age ranges? I mean, do you notice a younger crowd coming? I mean, do you notice a new fan base or?
Well, I play to primarily an older audience because I do the impressions of people that were around at my time.
Yeah, right.
And young people have no idea who I'm doing, you know. I mean, I can remember one night at the Tropicana, there was a 15-year-old boy sitting right down front. And I thought to myself, he's not going to know anybody I'm impersonating. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, this kid was laughing his head off. He was screaming with laughter, and I couldn't figure it out. And when the show was over, I went down to him, and I said, "You seem to enjoy the show." And he said, "Oh, Mr. Little, you're very, very funny, but I was confused." I said, "You were confused about what?" He said, "I just wondered when you were up there why you were changing your voice all the time."
Oh, geez.
Oh, my God.
But see, your material was good.
Rich, we have another caller. Would you like to speak to another caller?
Sure.
Hang on one moment. Let's see who's calling. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. How are you? Welcome. You've got Richard Little on the phone. How are you? Hello? Caller?
He fell asleep. It was Joe Biden. He fell asleep.
Hello? Caller? No, I thought I heard somebody go, okay, we'll let them go. They'll try back. Call us back. You might have a bad connection. Oh, well. But before, I don't want to keep you all evening. So before we go, I definitely want everybody to know, please catch Rich's show October 15th, 5:30 Pacific, 8:30 Eastern. It's online. You can get tickets at www.stageit.com/Rich Little, and the tickets are $15. And he's going to be doing some comedy direct from his house, and it's going to be really cool and awesome. I can't wait.
And
yeah,
where can we get the book?
Oh, yes. Where's your book available, Rich? Sorry.
Well, you can get it on Amazon.com.
And the book is called People I've Known and Been, Little by Little.
Little by Little. Yep.
Well, we've got that caller back. Let's see if we get through.
The book is in its third printing.
Wow.
The first two were lost.
Hold on a minute. Jesus Christ.
Rich, I'm going to be at the Tropicana.
Hi, Applause Radio Show. How are you?
Hi, hello?
Hi, yeah. How are you? Welcome to the show. Would you like to speak to Rich Little?
Well, I just wanted to say hello. I really just wanted to hear the show. I really didn't want to talk on the show.
I recognize that voice. That's our other sister.
What?
I know that voice.
Who is this?
Rich, this is our middle sister. Rich, when I heard I could get you on the show, I was so excited. And to prove to you how much of a fan I am, my family is showing you how big of fans they are, too. That is my other sister calling because she loves you, too. We grew up watching you.
So you don't take calls from other people, just your family, huh?
No, stop.
No.
I don't take calls from other people. I had no idea they were calling here tonight. They want to speak to you. Sherry, do you have a question for Rich, or would you like to talk to him and say hello, anything?
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Richard. Sherry. I don't really have a question. I missed the first half of the show, but I wanted to tell you, you know, how awesome you are. And I'm glad to see that you're doing interviews and talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and getting,
well,
yeah, yeah. And you got to check out his new show. We were just talking about coming up on October 15th. It's online.
On your birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's on your birthday, October 15th. He's doing a show at 8:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 Pacific, $15 a ticket, and it's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to check it out. And you can get tickets at www.stageit.com and put Rich's name in there, and you can see what you get and link it up and get on and watch the show. So, oh, my God. Well,
since I missed the first half of the show, what were you guys discussing?
Well, call me and I'll tell you
God.
All about it.
Do you believe this, Rich? She wants to know what we were discussing. Do we have to start? We're talking about a man who has been in the industry for how many years, Rich? Over 50 years at least.
You mean I have to do this all over
That's
again?
What I said, and you want him to do it all over again? That's where I was
no,
going.
No, I'm
this.
Sorry. I apologize.
You'll have to tune in and listen back like everybody else does. But Mr. Little Sir Rich, oh, my God, I am honored to have you on my show and to have the privilege to speak with you. I thank you so much for putting up with my family. And if I had an impression of you, I would do it. But I don't know if anybody can impersonate you because you're – how can they? You do everything. How can anybody impersonate you? It's just amazing.
Come on,
Joanne,
you can do it.
You are an amazing human being, talented as can be. I can't wait to see the artwork that you're going to have behind you on the set of the show. And is it going to be an interactive thing, Rich, where people could actually type messages in or anything? Or anything?
I don't know. I don't know about that. I don't think so, but I don't know.
Well, I will definitely promote it for you as well on my social and get some folks out to you other than my family. And
are you on Facebook, Rich?
Molly. Yep.
Are you on Facebook? Oh,
yep.
Good. I'll friend request you. Come
oh,
see me.
Boy.
Come see me and come visit me at the Tropicana in Laughlin. I'll be there with all my girlfriends on October 10th and October 11th. Take a ride out to Laughlin and we'll take you out
okay.
to dinner. How about that? A bunch of ladies taking you out
okay.
to dinner. How about that?
Okay.
Richard,
okay,
how about giving us a good golly, Miss Molly?
Good golly, Miss Molly.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Chevy's the middle sister.
Yeah.
Any more relatives I can talk to?
Yeah, exactly, right? Oh, my goodness. Rich,
no,
thank
we
you
ran
so
out.
Much.
Thank
Rich,
thank you,
I thank you so much. You have a good evening. All the best to you, sir. I cannot wait to see the show, and I appreciate you calling in and being a guest on our show. Thank you so much. You take care.
Stay well.
Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, boy. Bye-bye. You guys didn't
Bye.
Tell me you were going to call tonight. You guys didn't tell me you were going to call tonight. And
well, now I just like to call and listen. I don't like to talk, but I have to figure out
well,
how to do
I don't,
this.
Well, I don't know it's you calling, so I have to pick up the phone. So he's not Rich Little Richard. It's Rich Little. Now you see why. Do you see why? If you're going to call, you need to talk to me. I mean, really.
Good golly, Miss Molly.
He probably looked at the phone and said, good golly, Miss Molly, what the hell is this?
Didn't
oh,
he
my God.
Hung out?
Yeah, he hung out right now. Yeah,
he's so confused. He's like 85 years old, and he's probably confused.
Well, when he hears it, he's going to know why.
Charlie put
you
a playlist on it and say, good golly, Miss Molly.
He's the impressionist. He's the one that makes, he's the guy with like 1,000 voices, Cher, that does all the impressions of Johnny Carson and Jimmy Stewart and all that. You know what we're talking about now?
Can you do a little good golly, Miss Molly, for me? He's like, what? Good golly, Missy Mo.
He's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh,
he's probably
going to
go and practice that voice now.
I'm going to be pulled off the air after this episode. Oh, my God.
And now he goes, do you have any other fans besides your sisters?
Yeah, right. No, any other callers? Had I known they were calling in, oh, my goodness. Oh,
tell them I was drinking, and that's why I missed the first half of the show.
Yeah. Well, anyway, folks.
Now I have to watch the show to see if he's going to practice the voice for Good Golly Miss Molly. Oh, my God.
Well,
Miss Molly, my stomach is hurting so bad right now. Are you still on the air, Joe? Are you still on the air?
Yeah, lucky I didn't start going.
Now I'm on the air. Oh, my God. Listen, folks, I want you to know that me and my sisters, we barely speak. It has nothing to do with anything. We're just all busy. And now we decide to have a conversation today on the show. And we want Little Richard on, but Little Richard had died. I don't know if you know that, Cher, but he passed away.
I was going to watch his movie yesterday.
Well,
good golly, Miss. Thank God you didn't ask him to do Tutti Frutti.
I was just
Wow.
Well, I should have got more information.
He said,
I'm practicing a Joe Biden impersonation. I go, just go to sleep and you'll do them perfect.
Well, yeah, well, we don't do politics here. But anyway,
and that's what Georgia goes, we don't do politics here.
Well, we don't. So on Tuesday, actually, we're doing a special show with author Johnny Ray Miller. He wrote the book When We're Singing, and I don't know if anybody knows, but the 25th of September is the 50th anniversary of the Partridge Family, and they are going to be doing a show Facebook Live and also on YouTube. You could go to Telegraph Hill Records on YouTube. They're going to be doing a 50th anniversary celebration. Shirley Jones is going to be there. Danny Bonaducci, Little Ricky Siegel, Chris, who played the drums, Brian Forster, and a bunch of other people. So I'm looking forward to speaking to Johnny Ray about his new book called When We're Singing. And to listen to that on Facebook Live, you can go to When We're Singing on Facebook and request to be added, I guess. And then also you can go to YouTube and watch it live, same time, 8:30 p.m. on Tuesday the 25th, Telegraph Hill Records on YouTube, and you can watch it live as well. So that's exciting. I'm excited about that. And did you guys get a chance to hear the song that we played last week for Rick Ryan called Willie the Kid?
I listened to it.
It's good. I thought it was good.
My hand is up. I'm raising my hand right now.
I didn't listen to it.
Well, I don't know if people know. I'm not a huge country fan. I know country music. I just don't follow it as much as the average country listener, and I'm telling you, this thing was just spot on. Everything about it.
He had a lot of very good references. I knew all the references. Yeah. So as a country fan myself, all the references he referenced in the song were definitely all on the money.
And they weren't corny. It was like truth, and it was not corny at all. And what I like about it, it's a living legend tribute. So I don't recall there ever being a tribute song written about somebody who's alive. So we're trying to get this song to Willie Nelson so he can hear it. Because, I mean, I don't know if anybody's ever had a tribute song written for them while they're alive. And they should get to hear a tribute song about themselves while they're here instead of not getting to hear it. So. But it was a great song. It's Willie the Kid. You can check that out on YouTube, too. Go on to Willie the Kid. Put in the word Rick after it because there's other Willie the Kid. So do Willie the Kid and then type in R-I-C-K right after it and you can hear that song. So, But I want to really, really thank Mr. Little, a legend. Again, I'm thrilled, honored to have spoken to him. I feel blessed to have spoken to him. I'm a huge fan. I grew up watching him. As you can see, my sisters, with the exception of one, you know.
I just got the name mixed up.
Yeah,
Richard Little Richard.
Oh my God, that's like what's his name? Calling out the wrong Oscar. That's like calling out the wrong Miss America. You know.
Yeah. But anyway,
well
thank
I apologize.
Now, thank everybody
for listening.
Poor guy,
Bobby's so confused.
He'll know now because we discussed why that she asked the question. So, again, check out Virtually Speaking October 15th with Rich Little at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And you can find out more about it at www.stages.com.
That's the biggest laugh I had in so long. I can't remember the last time I laughed that hard.
Who's rooted? All rooted. Tootie
no,
Fruity.
Thank God she didn't. If she would have said Tootie Fruity, I would have got it faster. Or I think he would have got it.
Oh, I
but
got
goes,
it right away.
I thought maybe he might have. That might have had some other reference. I didn't get the good golly, Miss Molly, right
no.
away.
I got it right away.
I didn't. Well, I'm like.
I have to write these phone numbers down so I don't answer them anymore. I'm only kidding.
No, or tell me how to call and listen, but without getting on to talk.
You don't have to call in to listen. You just go to the site and listen. You don't need to call in to listen.
Well, that's what I tell
you. Have you ever talked on the phone before? Have you ever called into the show before and talked to guests?
Yes.
Oh, well, if you're not busy, we have an Artie party on the 30th. He's coming back to do some free psychic readings on the 30th.
I don't call that.
Well, Sherry likes those. So if you're not busy on the 30th, if you want to talk
maybe
to
I'll,
Artie.
Maybe I'll call that call. Day. To make sure
I know
have
Jennifer,
the right guest.
Yeah, I know Jennifer will be calling on that day. She likes to call in on that. So.
Oh, my God.
But, so good golly, Miss Molly. Oh, boy. All right. Rich Little, thank you so much, sir. Thank you all for listening. Thank you to our callers. Thank you to my sponsors, the High Barn Bistro in Garfield, New Jersey, Precious Memory Video, Kitnesville, Pennsylvania, KWV Wines in South Africa, Cheese for the Times and Other Stuff in Clifton, New Jersey, Syntech Productions in Oklahoma Harbor, New Jersey, Oleander Public Relations in Texas, Take a Break from Cancer.org for Pete's Sake, The Observer West Hudson Publishing Company in Kearney, New Jersey, and Joey Mack's Hot Dog Truck and Cafe in Harrison, New Jersey. Oral satisfaction is guaranteed. I have gifts here for when people call, and I keep forgetting to let you guys know that if you call in, I will reach into this bag of tricks. And whatever I pull out is yours. It could be a book from one of our guests that's autographed. It could be T-shirts. It could be free food. Actually, Joey Max has supplied us with free food coupons for you if you're in the East Coast area, Kearney, North Harrison, North Arlington, Rutherford area, whatever, however far you want to go to get a dog.
I love Joey Max.
Yeah, well, that's good. That's good, Cher.
Where is that?
It's on the
Best
corner.
Hot
it's on the corner of 101 and 103.
Corner of Frankie
Preston
Rogers and Jersey Street.
Yeah. Huh. Yeah. Old Fort Street. Yep. But thank you all for calling. Again, we've got Tuesday, we've got Johnny Ray Miller, a special show to have him on to discuss his book, When We're Singing, about the Partridge Family, and for him to make talk about the exciting celebration that they're going to be doing on the 25th, and if you guys want to get in on that. And then I think next week and on the weekend, we have Nellie Olson, Allison Ingram coming back from Little House on the Prairie. And
ooh,
then we have,
like that.
And then I think we have Artie. Artie will be back on the 30th. I don't know my calendar. Sorry, guys. I can't turn my neck, so I can't swing back. But all right.
I'll
well, thank
in
you
for
all,
the
everybody.
Artie party.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to start ending the show with a song of mine. Sorry, not that I'm promoting me, but we all need this right now. Let's be kind to each other. So good night, everybody. Hopefully we see you on Tuesday for our special show with Johnny mm-hmm. Ray Miller. Thank you,
okay,
everybody.
Bye.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye, sisters.